all through Monday morning, creeping nearer and nearer to us, driving at last along the roadway outside the house that hid us. A Martian came across the fields about midday, laying the stuff with a jet of superheated steam that hissed against the walls, smashed all the windows it touched, and scalded the curate's hand as he fled out of the front room. When at last we crept across the sodden rooms and looked out again, the country northward was as though a black snowstorm had passed over it. Looking towards the river, we were astonished to see an unaccountable redness mingling with the black of the scorched meadows. For a time, we did not see how this change affected our position, save that we were relieved of our fear of the black smoke. But later, I perceived that we were no longer hemmed in, that now we might get away. So soon as I realized that the way of escape was open, my dream of action returned. But the curate was lethargic, unreasonable. "We are safe here," he repeated. "Safe here." I resolved to leave him. Would that I had. Wiser now for the artilleryman's teaching, I sought out food and drink. I found oil and rags for my burns and also took a hat and a flannel shirt that I found in one of the bedrooms.